Hey, I'm Brinley Kidd.
And I'm Sylvia Lopez.
We're Team Jotted, and these are the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
Have you ever entered a competition that you really wanted to win?
One team has been selected, and they will win the trophy, and they will be the Red Bull Basement 2022 winners.
And then you actually won it. Today, we hear from two entrepreneurial students from Arizona State University, Brinley Kidd and Sylvia Lopez, to discover how their note-taking application, Jotted, is set to transform student life.
To address the root of it, we wanted to say, okay, why do you dread studying? Why does it take so long? And why is it the most awful thing in the world?
But how are they going to get Jotted up and running within a year?
You know, the typical dorm room, startup, bootstrap, no sleep, like constantly hunched over a computer in the dark.
Their idea beat 44 other entrants from around the globe to win the Red Bull Basement Global Final in Istanbul earlier this year.
And we just won Red Bull Basement.
And today, we're going to learn about the challenges that Brinley and Sylvia are tackling on their journey to create a business right from their dorm room. Are you ready for the quickfire questions?
Yeah, bring it on.
Yes.
All right. What is the latest app that got you excited?
You know, I'm massively behind on this app. It's definitely not the latest. However, I have been obsessed with it recently. It's Audible, I know, super niche. You probably never heard of it.
And Sylvia, how about you?
Okay, also probably not the latest app, but I think after being in Turkey and just realizing how cursed I am with monolinguism, I've been all over Duolingo, learning every single language and practicing languages I learned in high school. So that's been my favorite recently.
Two really good answers. I like it. Do you keep a to-do list? And if you do, is it on your phone, your laptop, or are you vintage paper?
My entire life is on Notion. That's like, I would be a shell of a human being if Notion ever shut down. Like, all of my calendar events are on there, my daily to-do lists, my inspiration, ideas, journaling, it's all housed on Notion, so.
Yeah, the idea of Notion shutting down is a constant source of anxiety for me.
Terrifying.
So I totally understand. And Sylvia?
I like to write out my to-do lists like by hand. So all of my events, my journaling, like Brinley said, all of that is kept track in Notion. But if I don't write it on a sticky note that goes on the front of my notebook that I use for all my classes, it won't get done. So I write out my to-do lists.
Okay, this is just for Brinley. Having fear or having no fear, which is better?
Oh, definitely having no fear. I guess I pride myself on being a person who's not scared of anything, which can be good in many situations, but can also end up bad in some situations. But it's the risk I take with my lifestyle, what can I say?
Okay, and to Sylvia, how do you keep determined even when others tell you whatever you're doing is impossible?
I would say often when people tell me that what I'm doing is impossible, I'm fueled by the idea of the look on their face when they read in the paper or see on the news that I've done it. So maybe that's an ambitious kind of cunning Slytherin very answer. And I also think that I want to make the world better for them and for their children. So even if they don't believe in me, their children will be very happy that I've done what I did. So
you're wanting to make the world better to spite them. I get it. Yeah. And that's the first time we've had a Harry Potter reference on this podcast. So thank you very much for bringing that up. Okay. And Brinley, can you describe a moment where you've had to break the rules to succeed?
Honestly, I would say with Basement, we kind of had to break, I guess, a social norm sort of rule. When we first saw this competition, Sylvia and I are both freshmen, and we just didn't really think it was designed for us and our kind of new idea and sort of this ambitious goal of creating something when we're kind of young and just new into our academic careers. So we ended up suggesting at the lab we work at that somebody else more experienced take it, but the director of our lab kind of looked at us and was like, maybe you should try to do it. And so we did go for it, and you know, here we are. So I would say that is a good example of where sort of defying what we thought we could do or what other people thought was possible for us ended up well.
Nice, I like it. Okay, Sylvia, have you had any mentors on your journey so far? Has anybody been a mentor or just somebody to inspire you along the way?
Certainly. I think those are separate for me personally. I think mentors that I've had, a lot of my teachers have been very, very supportive, not only in college, but in high school a lot too. And on top of that, the director of our lab that Brinley was just talking about, he has been very supportive. He obviously believed in us from the very start, even before we believed in ourselves. So I think he's been a huge mentor. Anytime we have a question or we just don't know, whether it's about coding or about life or about work-life balance.
All right. Well, they were all the quick-fire questions, and you had some really great answers there. So how did you first hear about Red Bull Basement?
Got to give it up to the marketing team on this one. First saw an ad on Snapchat for Red Bull Basement, and it immediately caught my attention. And from there, yeah, brought it to Sylvia. And then, kind of like I mentioned earlier, brought it to our lab for somebody else and ended up putting our own idea through.
And talking about your idea, for anybody listening that maybe doesn't know, could you give us a quick rundown of what your idea, what your winning idea actually was?
Jotted is an automated note-taking platform that assists students in overcoming academic challenges by providing them with study resources.
Nice. And could you maybe just elaborate on some of its really unique features that maybe other note-taking apps and things don't have?
Yeah, definitely. So with Jotted, our idea is organization and efficiency. So we found that the best way to do that was not to, you know, create more content and kind of add to the already oversaturated field of digital learning, which is amazing. You know, it's great to see all of this increase and uptick in digital educational content, but a lot of people struggle to navigate that in order to find the best resources that help them learn in a customized way, the way that they learn. So Jotted leverages all of that already existent content in order to create a more customized learning experience for each student that helps them learn as quick as possible and as best as possible.
Amazing. So obviously that sounds pretty complex and there are a lot of things going on with it. So how did you actually come up with the idea in the first place?
Yeah, funny story. I guess funny story for Sylvia, not as much for me.
I think it's very funny.
So, you know, like I said, we are freshmen this year. We go to Arizona State University. And, you know, Sylvie and I were both pretty high achieving students in high school, always, you know, good grades, getting A's. And when we got to university, we figured, you know, much of the same. But to our surprise, it was very difficult to manage kind of the new place and the new academic structure. So I ended up struggling with a few of my classes, and I had this one specific test in my computer systems engineering class, and it had a study guide that was 11 pages long and like tiny print, I swear, like size 5 print, ridiculous size study guide. But I realized that I spent so much time just answering things and putting the study guide together, I never actually learned what was on it. So despite studying for like an entire week, I ended up getting a C on the test. And so pretty much after that, I started to, you know, just kind of think there has to be a better way to do this. There has to be a way to leverage the resources I was given more efficiently, because realistically, I was given every answer that I needed to know. I just really didn't learn it. So kind of from there, I burst into Sylvia's room, who is an engineering major. So of course, she was up at like 1 a.m. whenever I have my crazy ideas. And we kind of started to ideate around a platform that could actually accomplish that.
So from what you're saying, it sounds like both of you are probably more night owls than early birds. Is that true?
Yeah, well, it's so funny. So we live with two other people also. And it's always true that Brinley is like the last one up. So I am the second to last one up. I'll stay up till like between 11 and 1, I'll be real, you know, maybe get into the 2 area, but Brinley will always be the last one to go to bed, so I'll say goodnight to her.
Maybe I'm doing myself a disservice in the long term, but I kind of convinced myself I'm just someone who doesn't need sleep, so.
So I wanted to look back at sort of the basis of the idea and everything, and I just wanted to ask you guys the question, why do you think students can forget things that they've learned so easily?
I have many theories about this, and also a lot of research done in this area, because like Brinley, when I got to ASU, I struggled, and I was like, what is going on? Why do I, A, not remember anything and B, just dread studying. And I think that I found those two ideas were connected. You dread studying, you don't want to do it. The whole time you're doing it, you're thinking, oh, like I just need to get this test over and then I'll be good. Like once this test is over, I'll just live my life and I'll be so happy. And then that happens every single time you have a test for every single class. When you're focused only on those short-term goals, you're not really focused on getting that information into your brain or internalizing it. So what happens is you don't build it into your long-term memory the way that you really should. And it hurts you in the long run, obviously, because you forget what you learned. But then you also like perpetuate the idea of dreading studying because it's difficult. It's hard because you don't remember what you needed to know, like the foundational knowledge for this new thing that you're now learning. So it's a whole cycle that perpetuates itself. And it's very frustrating. And so to address the root of it, we wanted to say, okay, why do you dread studying? Why does it take so long? And why is it the most awful thing in the world?
I love that. It just shows how ideas can come from just zooming out and looking at a problem in its most simple terms and just asking the right questions. And that can just lead you down the path, well, lead you down a path like you guys have just been down. So talking about the development process of this app, what is your new product development process looking like right now?
It's changed a lot since Basement. We've kind of accelerated things and that's super exciting. And we're really happy to sort of have this new platform and these new resources to accelerate development. Before it was, you know, the typical dorm room, startup, bootstrap, no sleep, like constantly hunched over a computer in the dark. And now we have a lot more access to mentors and resources. So still definitely hunched over a computer in the dark for a lot of the time, but exchanging really exciting emails with new sources. So I think that's a really big thing that's been added to Jotted's development post-Basement is just this incredible network that we now have access to and people who really want to support and help us, who definitely would have wanted to beforehand, but now they know we exist and we have Basement to thank for that.
So you're talking about winning the global final and how it's impacted you, and it sounds like it's been a really great thing. So what was it like on the day to actually find out you won the global final?
Obviously, we went through several rounds, and each round, you know, you're biting your nails like, okay, is this going to be, are they going to call Jotted or not? Are they going to call Jotted or not? And I think the phrase I said the most while we were waiting was like, it's a question mark until it's not. It's a question mark until it's not. There's nothing you can do about it until you know. And then once you know, there's still nothing you can do about it. So I think that was just like anxiously waiting and seeing. And then I actually have no recollection of this, but apparently when they called that we won, I screamed. And there is video proof of this, so I now must accept that this happened. But it was very exciting, obviously.
What do you think made your idea stand out from others at the Red Bull Basement Sessions final?
So I think with our pitches specifically, we took some risks. Our first pitch going in was really rehearsed, very strong, something that we prepared for and we're super proud of. So we gave a pretty good pitch and we were super happy to make it to the top 10. They asked all the teams to return and pitch again. Sylvie and I decided, like whispering to each other hectically backstage before we went on, to change our pitch and address some of the feedback that we got from the first round. And luckily we were able to pull it together and kind of have it go off without a hitch. So I think that was one of the risks that we took that paid off in the end, was changing right before, which I was definitely nervous for. I know, Sylvie, you were probably nervous as well, but luckily that risk paid off.
And I think another thing, not that the other teams didn't do this, but it was something that Brinley and I were intentional about and specifically wanted to do, was be ourselves and be Jotted when we stood up there. We weren't trying to be Red Bull Basement winners. We weren't even trying to be US finalists. We wanted to present Jotted in its truest form, present ourselves. So I think that was something very intentional, very risky also.
Yeah, I mean, clearly it did pay off. And again, congratulations for that. But now I've got to ask, when do you think Jotted is going to come to market?
Yeah, question of the day. So kind of like I mentioned earlier, we have fast-tracked our development after Basement, kind of trying to capitalize on this opportunity that we've been given. So our goal is to go to market in 6 months, which is pretty ambitious, but we think we can do it. We are, you know, confident, like you said, try not to be scared of anything. So we're going to throw all of our effort into it because we really want to create a product to help people learn, and we want to do that as soon as possible.
I think that would be great. I think a lot of people are going to be really interested in this app. On this journey so far, how has developing the app actually helped you to learn new things?
Along with Brinley, Jotted made me try a lot of new things that I don't think I ever would have tried if I hadn't been in this situation. And they were scary and terrifying, and I didn't want to, and I was very anxious about it. But nonetheless, whether I ended up being really good at it or really bad at it, I just learned that it's worth it to try. It's worth it to just give it a go, no matter what it is. Even if it's start a company and you're an engineering major and you're like, I don't know what that means, and you know, or if it's coding and you're not a coder and you're like, well, I guess we'll have to try. I think that just in general, Jotted taught me that trying things is much better, even if you end up failing at them, than not trying.
So I was literally about to ask you, what would be your advice for other young people that are hoping to start their own business? And would you say that's pretty much your go-to advice there?
Yeah, I would say you may as well. Like, if you don't do it, someone else will. And maybe it'll be 40 years down the line, maybe it'll be tomorrow and you'll have to compete with them in market. But regardless, you are the first person to believe in your idea, and you better believe in it all the way through. So just give it a go, try it out. If it fails, it fails, and that's just what happens. But if it succeeds, what else could be better?
You guys took this leap and decided to try to start this business, and you're doing it as two friends. So how has starting this business affected your friendship? Are you still roommates? Do you now hate each other? Would you recommend people don't do that?
Oh man, excellent question. You know, I will say Sylvie and I have been very lucky to have total support from all angles, like all of our friends, all of our mentors, our families, all supported us in this venture. But everybody thought that we were going to hate each other by the end of it, because it's like the golden rule of business not to go into business with friends or family. And we went into business with a friend that lives 50 feet away from us and is locked into a year-long lease. So it was risky for sure, maybe even the biggest risk we took, honestly, because navigating that was a challenge, but we pulled it off. And I think some people still think that we're lying about the fact that we're still friends. However, we did just sign a lease to be roommates next year, so proof is in the pudding, right?
And I will just say for the audience that's listening, our two guests today are, in fact, in two very different looking rooms. So the conspiracy that they actually do hate each other and aren't friends anymore could be true. I'll leave you to be the judge of it.
For the record, I could get up and walk into her room right now.
That is so funny. Our room decor looks completely opposite. I've never, like, really looked at it like that.
If there is one message you would like to leave to anyone listening that's maybe a student innovator, maybe somebody a little bit older who's thinking of innovating, and anybody that is wanting to get involved in Red Bull Basement, what would that message be?
It's hard to sum it up in just like a few phrases, but I think a good way to look at it is kind of the mantra of just start. That was a big proponent to our success, is because everywhere we look, ASU was telling us to just start. And so we did. And that's really all you can do if you just have an idea and a passion to change the world. Get going, get moving.
We care about learning. We care about students. We care about lifelong learners and people who aren't sure what they want to do with their lives. And above all else, don't be afraid to just try, like Brinley was saying, and don't be afraid to take some risks.
All right, Sylvia and Brinley from Jotted, it has been fantastic speaking to you. So thank you so much for sharing with us how you're starting a business right from your dorm room here on the Red Bull Basement Sessions. Next time, we meet Benny Mandos, who shares his story about doing what you believe in.
I think my motivation in the first place was always to be free and to do what I want, when I want.
We meet Benny Mandos to find out how developing your startup idea can lead to making the world a better place. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. It's an initiative to support impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators from around the world and support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Follow Red Bull Basement sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more stories from innovators who are driving positive change around the world.